With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the United States is designating two Ecuadorian gangs as foreign terrorist groups.
This marks the Trump administration's latest step to target criminal cartels in Latin America. Thursday's announcement came during Secretary Rubio's stop in Ecuador as part of his Latin American trip. The U.S. military strike against Venezuela's Tren de Aragua gang has overshadowed Secretary Rubio's trip. That attack has raised concerns in the region about what may happen next.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Now, the Trump administration pledges to increase military activity to fight drug trafficking and illegal migration. The chief of the U.S. Border Patrol's Los Angeles campaign is not holding back, saying they're going after the illegals in stores, car washes, and wherever.
We're not going to hit one location. We're going to hit as many as we can all over the Los Angeles region. We're going to turn and burn to that next target and the next and the next and the next, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop until there's not a problem here anymore.
Gregory Bovina means business. He says his officers will sweep in to conduct illegal immigration enforcement as needed. Chinese President Xi Jinping and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un pledging mutual support and enhanced cooperation during their talks Thursday in Beijing. Observers suggest Kim's trip could be aimed at gaining leverage in potential talks with the U.S., considering Pyongyang's economic struggles under U.S. sanctions. NFL season is underway. The first game Thursday night in Philadelphia. Eagles defeating the Dallas Cowboys 24-20. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are coming up with their own concepts of justice.
A new poll from ORIC finds that 65% of potential jurors in this country, quote, are willing to take matters into their own hands when the law does not support their idea of justice. Other polls indicate that a high percentage of U.S. adults have a dim view of the justice system, and some counties are alarmed by the number of people who ignore jury summons. There are numerous passages in the Bible that command people to deliver righteous judgment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the last 10 years, more than 1,300 residents at homeless shelters around the country have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again. That's a nonprofit that uses faith and running to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McAvoy says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools. This is SRN News. In eastern Afghanistan, the death toll is rising.
A Taliban government spokesman has said that the death toll from a major earthquake in Afghanistan has risen to 2,205 people. The shallow magnitude 6.0 quake struck the mountainous and remote eastern part of the country late on Sunday. It leveled villages and trapped people under the rubble. Most of the casualties have been in Kunar province, where people typically live in wood and mud brick houses.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. Investigation continues in Portugal in that streetcar crash this week. 16 people were killed, 21 injured, 5 of them seriously. And another bus accident in Sri Lanka. Police say the bus veered off a road, plunged hundreds of feet into a mountainous region, killing 15 people and injuring at least 16 others. More details at srnnews.com.